Jennifer Cook is a research biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. We're taking an off-road vehicle down a winding path at the Northern Research Station near Delaware State Park. It's impossible to see from nearby U.S. Route 23, but a fenced-off plot is full of neatly planted young ash trees. They're all related to Cook and her team's study of what are known as lingering ash trees.
So they were all selected because they were in areas where ash had already come through and killed probably over 99% of the other trees in that stand, and they remained alive and had healthy canopies.
Cook says that's because they appear to have some natural defense mechanisms against the ash borer. A big one is they do not seem to attract adult beetles looking for food.
So if a tree is not preferred for feeding by an emerald ash borer, or if it lacks the cues that draw the adults to it to feed on it, there's a better chance that it will not have as many eggs laid on it.
Cook says lingering ash also seem to be an inhospitable home for freshly hatched larvae. Those are what burrow under the bark, leaving those telltale squiggly lines and eventually killing a tree. On lingering ash, more larvae die, and the ones that live are smaller, so trees are more likely to survive. That's an extremely valuable characteristic for modern ash trees, so Cook is cloning them. Not genetic modification, but clonal duplicates of the lingering ash, literally cut from part of a parent tree. Cook points out a healthy tree that's surrounded by others killed by the ash borer.
And so we have grafted from this tree so that we can keep it alive through its clonal replicates that are vegetatively propagated, and then continue to use it for breeding purposes.
Maybe most importantly, Cook says the cloned trees appear to be even more resistant to the ash borer than their parents. With those clone trees healthy and growing, they're waiting on the next generation of seeds to see if they're even more resistant. That, Cook hopes, could eventually bring restoration of the ash tree. Cook says she thinks the Delaware Research Station is the only place in the country using a traditional tree breeding approach to fighting the ash borer.
I don't want to be hyperbolic here, but what are the potential implications of your research? I mean, could you save the ash tree, or what's the potential here?
Well, yeah, that's exactly our goal, is to save ash as a species and get it to a level that it's a sustainable, healthy species that we can retain in our North American forests. The goal is for us to keep ash alive and on the landscape and allow it to continue to co-evolve with biocontrol, with emerald ash borer, until we reach sort of a new equilibrium and it becomes more like a native pest that you might see an outbreak here and there on a stressed tree, but not something that's going to cause massive mortality rate.
Because much of their research relies on the success of the next generation of ash trees, Cook says it could be another decade before they know just how successful their tree breeding program can be. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Steve Brown.